maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Welcome to the Monday Night Jam. I'd like you to scream and shout and put your hands together. And welcome to the stage tonight's featured artist with the house band, the New OGs.
In every city, there's always a little area where musicians find a way to network with each other and find a way to meet each other. Like, and the jam is a great way to do that. It's a chance for young guys to see older guys and older guys to see young guys. It's the idea of all these different musicians of all levels, of all ages, all you know, religions or whatever it may be, you know, to meet and play music. And the whole point of the Monday Jam is to create that environment that feels safe for people to meet and play. And so the Monday Jam is, for me, it was this opportunity, and that I found myself before I was even in the band. I found that I got to meet a lot of people that I now play with for, you know, like I've been playing with for a long time. And I find that it's also an amazing way to test your skills and see what you're missing and see how much work you need to do.
So you bring different people together who've signed up to play, and then they jam spontaneously together?
Depending on who's on stage and what kind of musicians get together. If you were there today and you saw that we call random names up, and then they all get up and they all talk and they go, okay, what do you want to do? What song do you know? If they don't know a song, they don't have a mutual song they know, sometimes they just create and improvise on the spot. And that's always fun. But another fun thing is playing songs that they do know. And if one person doesn't know it, one person will pick it up. It's really interesting how it all works, because, like I said, it's an unspoken rule that's just been happening consistently. People get invited up. People sign up. Also, if there's people there that we know can play and aren't really like, oh, I don't want to play, and they're a bit shy, it's a nice positive way of peer pressuring someone to just, you know what, share what you have and show people.
So what kind of people sign up for these jams?
The jam is specifically made for young, upcoming musicians that don't really have an opportunity to start their own bands just yet, or at least ones that are just started studying or 2 years into their studying. It's a way for them to see how professional musicians that do it full time do it. It is made for them, and I feel that it works both ways, in the sense that the older guys get to see the young guys that are underneath them and can mentor and help and guide. You can always see who's keen, and you can always see who's has a great attitude. And those are the type of musicians and young guys that you want to mentor, the ones that you feel that, you know what, they're going to listen, they have the right attitude, and they're really friendly, and they're great personalities. At the same time, though, the Monday Jam does bring in a lot of people that are from international stages. We've had Sam Smith's band, we've had Justin Timberlake's band, and all these different musicians that have played for maybe international acts get to come down and play. Sadly, the actual artists don't get to come, but it's their band that gets to come, and that in itself is already such an amazing way of them sharing.
Now, how did you get involved with this? Because you've been in this particular house band, for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And how did you get started with this?
So the Monday Jam has been running for about maybe 7 years now, or 8 years. I've been going since the very beginning of it, starting at the Lansdowne. And I thought it was just a great opportunity to play with different musicians and risk it and try to play songs that I don't really know. I've always supported it because I saw the importance of it, of how much it can help young musicians. Because I think it helped me pursue music as a full-time career. They asked me 2 years ago to fill in for their current bass player, and Noel. And I wasn't supposed to be the full-time bass player. I just did one or two spots. But I guess I showed my work ethic, and they saw that, you know what, why don't we get him?
You mentioned that Monday Jam moved from the Lansdowne to the basement, so this is now in Circular Quay. Does this reflect movement of different music venues in Sydney due to things such as the lockout laws and so forth? What can we say about those constraints that are put on creative spaces?
Okay, so when the land, when it first originally started at the Lansdowne, I remember normally when I used to go to the jam, it would end at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and then we'd go somewhere and eat at like 4, and then I would get home, the sun would be up. That was before lockout laws. It was 7 years ago, before lockout laws. And that was really great because, you know, like these are musicians that just love playing and they're sharing their culture at 3 a.m. in the morning. It got moved because of, you know, like obviously with any business, it's all about money and how much money they're making. And the jam was getting very successful. And I guess the jam, when it's something becomes very successful that brings people in, you got to think smart of how to like knowing your worth. Anyway, by moving different venues, they realized that some venues care about the arts and some just care about money. And what we realized was from jumping different venues, they saw that, which it filtered out to the different venues that you could tell that didn't really want to support it. Now, this current incarnation here at the basement, it may be still within the lockout law zone, but they have been the most supportive venue in all of Monday Jam history, I reckon. You know, and it feels so good playing at a venue that loves music. And that makes a big difference. The venue trusts us a lot, and we get to run nights like this. We have opening acts, we can charge whatever door fee we want, and look, this is maybe their busiest night of the week, their most consistent night of the week. A venue that supports music, that supports musicians, creates happy musicians that love playing, that create a better vibe, that bring people, that make people want to be part of what's happening there. If venues trust musicians enough, or at least trust the culture enough and to help create it, I think there's still a way to save Sydney. What they really came in
handy. SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile. Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.